This episode of the Juan Epstein Podcast is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Now, Juan Ep.
Oh.
Shout out to Bevel. Yeah, hey, Saif, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
And fourth meal. Yes, fourth meal back.
Fourth meal's back.
Oh, I'm on the quest to get us that Taco Bell finally.
Please.
No, not really. I don't have anything happening. Okay. You know I did an episode last week without you.
I heard something about that.
We weren't able to do it schedule-wise because I'm sure, you know, one of the things we're going to do today, I think probably the main thing, is have you fill us in on all the happenings of Cypher Sounds.
Okay.
Last week, I did do a great episode with John Legend, though.
How was it?
It was really good. I mean, you would have been useful, of course, because you would have had other random insight to the time that he was coming up, probably. Like, you were here. You may not remember him specifically, but...
Yeah, a couple things.
He was coming up with Kanye. I didn't realize that the John Legend story is so basically like the Good Music story.
The original Good Music.
Yeah. Like, he is the Good Music story, truly. Yeah. So
he's like the Sauce Money.
He is like the Sauce Money. If Sauce Money became a huge mainstream star... And every, like, weird adult white person knew one of his songs.
Yeah, Sauce Money.
Sorry, that's not just like Sauce Money. Also, this is exciting. This coming weekend, if you're a fan of the old school raps, Cypher and I will be hosting the Masters of Ceremony concert.
Yeah.
Juan Epp in the house.
At the Barclays Center.
The Barclays Center. That's your home. AKA Cypher Sounds backyard.
Yeah. I got the keys.
You got the keys? The keys?
The keys.
So is that what you want to start with?
Do janitors love that song?
This is your first time making that joke? That's Mage. This is your first time saying that?
Yeah.
The janitor
I'm just wondering if janitors love that song.
I got the keys.
Because they have so many keys.
That's literally, it's the profession of keys.
A locksmith?
What? What was your highlight from the week? Was it the
Yo, my man, listen, Juan Epp fans, first of all, Juan Epp fans love you to death.
Still.
Thank you so much for showing so much love. Sorry we've been a little in and out because I've been running.
Mostly you. I've been here.
I've been running.
I know. You're like Nori.
But you don't get great Juan Epp stories without the running.
That's facts.
See what I'm saying?
See that based on facts.
Let's go. So just this week did the title concert again. And, you know, I want to apologize for...
Oh, no. What'd you do?
No, I want to apologize to all the... Just bodies I left everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just murdering, yo.
What is it like to absolutely left destroy and embody? How long were you on for?
Nothing. I had like a 5-minute set and maybe a 4-minute set.
And?
I mean, I bodied it, destroyed it, killed it. The title concert is so made for what I do because it's a bunch of new artists sprinkled in with big artists.
I know exactly where to go. Yes.
They do 2-3 songs each, maybe. Nothing in between.
And no one's doing hits. There's almost no... until you get later, there's no big hits.
Yeah, T.I. was the first one to do, like, bring him out. Like, he did, like, some of his new joints, and he did some hits. But, like, Davies killed it, but he don't got no big hits. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of other people.
Did Yachty? Did people know any Yachty?
Yeah, Yachty rocked it.
They knew Broccoli.
Yachty, I don't know what he did, but I heard them scream.
I heard him doing Broccoli saw it on Instagram.
Yeah. So Yachty killed it, but it's still like one joint, two joints.
That's it.
So I come out, and they're just
How long
ready.
Into the show did you come out?
Late. Like, the show started at 8. I came out like 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of tight, though. When did you come out last time?
Right, probably like 10.
Okay.
Yeah,
they knew you bodied, though. You got pushed even later.
So I'm scheduled to come out before Lauryn Hill. So in my mind, I'm like, she's definitely going to be late. So I'm about to get like 30 minutes right now. The most on time she's ever been.
That's probably why they had her so late. They probably told her she was on 8 o'clock.
Yeah, for real.
Told her she was on at 8. She got on 11:15. So you only had, what, 10, 15 minutes?
No, 5 minutes.
No.
5. If that. It went so fast.
And okay, so did you know all the songs you played? Was it that fast?
Pretty much, yeah. It was fast, though.
And so how did you manage to destroy it, to body it in 5 minutes?
Well, that's it. That's the beauty of it. One, I am a bodier
fact.
When it comes to the DJ.
Why don't you just hit record on your Serato?
Because it doesn't have the live feel.
I know. Well, I guess if the mic's not running through the mixer. But if the mic runs through the mixer, then it does.
Yeah, if the mic was on the whole time, that's a good idea. Yeah, the mic is ran through some other bullshit.
Right, okay, keep going.
But, so...
What'd you come out with?
I came out to... Oh, Kanye, the Panda Kanye one.
Yep, perfect.
So, and I came out and I had a mask on. So I got no love. I was like, Brooklyn makes them. They were like, what's happening? And I said, my name is Cypher Sound. It was like, ah. I was like, whoa.
Well, you took the mask. That's listen, by the way, who gave you that idea?
I don't know. No, it was just like a bandana we have for Celebrity Marauders.
Oh, because you guys have been doing that when
we have the little bandanas.
Why do you do that?
Because it says Celebrity Marauders on it.
God, so it's like a thing for pictures.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just like branding, yeah.
Got it.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, half of me talks shit about how I could kill it. The other half of me is like, I can't believe this is happening.
What am I going to do? This is going to be a disaster. I'm going to die.
No. Yes. No, that's always there. That's weeks before. But I'm saying once it's happened, like, when I'm like, I just want to say my name so they know who I am. But then they scream. So I'm like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Like,
well,
I don't
think about realistically who the audience is.
Of course. I get it.
Right. It makes perfect sense. But you don't know.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you don't set up the right way, by the way, if you hadn't done that, like the way you maybe revealed yourself, it might have not been like that.
Right.
It can't just be the combination of what you
do. Who knows? But I just getting a scream, I'm like, because, yo, it's weird. Like, I told somebody today, I was like, yeah, I killed the Barclays Saturday. And today I'm getting on the train.
Right.
Like, I'm a regular guy. We live regular lives. But there's these moments that we have that fucking are incredible.
And not regular at all, yes.
But anyway, so yeah. So I come out to that, and then I just, I it was rough. I was like, they're like 5 minutes. So I play, you know, All I Do Is Win, Win. All of Anthem joints.
Yes.
Get the hands up as fast as I could.
Have you ever thought about why in so many of the Anthem songs from the 90s, no one could ever find the N-words?
Find them?
No one ever could ever find the N-words.
What do you mean, find them?
Everyone is like that.
You mean at the time?
Right.
They were all, where were they?
I think you would do better this joke because you could say the word, but yeah. I was thinking about it. I was going through all the Fat Man Scoop
songs. No, but because you say words, like.
It doesn't make sense, right? In your case, you can say the word, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I was going through the song and like all the Fat Man Scoop songs.
Yeah.
No one can find any of the N-words. Ever. They're all gone. Whatever party this is, there's no one there.
It's not funny. Because, to be honest, do you know the incarceration rate in America?
Very good point. I'm sorry.
It's very sad.
No, it's
Rockefeller drug laws?
It's incredible. I watched the 13th documentary.
I heard it's good.
You would like it. Yeah, you'd like it. It was a lot of stuff you would know.
But I heard it's ill.
No, it's good. It's good. All right, keep going.
All right, so kill that. I blink. The stage is going back down. Right? It wasn't high as last year, like 15 feet in the sky. It was just the front of the stage.
Hey, in this amazing, short but amazing episode of the Juan Epstein Podcast, brought to you by our friends at GetBevel.com. Hold on. Listen. If you want to get an amazing shaving system, specifically for men with coarse and curly hair or sensitive skin, which I have, it's dermatologist recommended. It'll reduce razor bumps. Man, it is a game changer. Shaving irritation, gone. Okay? There's a reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month. All right, trust me, this is how you want to shave. Start shaving smarter at GetBevel. And here's how you do it. You go to GetBevel.com/Juan, like Juan Epstein. GetBevel.com/JUAN, okay? Get your Bevel today. It will change your life. GetBevel.com/Juan. All right, well, say what you were going to say instead.
How to rock the spot. Ross won.
No, well, I got to have a spot to pick up from.
Why don't you just say we had a fuck up and leave all this shit right here?
Okay, guys, yeah, we had a fuck up. Cypher was just telling that story, went into a whole nother part of the story, and then...
Well, Ross won.
And then we started talking about Ross.
Because Rosenberg asked me, what did the other DJs play?
Right, and Cypher was like, fuck
that. Did I say
DJs.
What I played already? We did swag surfing.
We had a big swag surf conversation.
Yeah.
What about the N-word joke? Did that get in
there?
The N-word
joke was probably in there. The biggest record of the night was the Young M.A. Ooh.
Ooh, right.
No hook.
We talked about how unlikely a hit that is.
Yeah, it has no hook. The part that everyone screams is 2 minutes in. It takes forever to get there.
Okay.
Heaven A.
And then we talked about Ross 1, what the other DJs played. How you didn't bring Drewski.
Yeah, Drewski.
He's dead. You
he's
finished
dead
him.
To me.
And you said that Ross 1.
Well, yeah, you said what did the other DJs play? So Ross 1, me and him played early. I played 7 to 7:30. He played 7:30 to 8. And nobody's there. It doesn't matter. It means nothing. You know what I'm saying? People are just walking in eating nachos, like, meant nothing.
I love nachos.
I do, too. But right. I'm just saying, to DJ while people are eating nachos is not the zone.
Facts.
So there's other DJ, this EDM guy, or trap guy, Salva.
Yes.
Who did the Mercy remix.
Remix, right.
He played like, I timed him. He played like 8 minutes. And I was watching his set like he had the Public Enemy crosshairs on his back. Because he was...
Dead to you.
Yeah, he was the DJ before me, and I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to make sure nobody ripped more than me. Did his thing, played a lot of remixes he did, but he rocked the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Well, to which I was saying, the key to the concert DJing is really just getting a joint with ill head nod and hand waving. You're not going for dance.
And, like, that's the thing, like, all I was asking people, what should I play, what should I play, what all the new shit. They're telling me, like, oh, Travis Scott, pick up the phone, or, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, nah, you don't, it's not all about the new shit today. It's rockers. Like, party up, jump around, Fat Man Scoop joints.
You're not playing. If that exact same concert was all 20-year-olds, then Pick Up the Phone would be a smash.
But it's I don't even know if it rocks though.
No, I don't think Pick Up the Phone would rock. Period.
Like, yeah, you play it, people like it, sing along. Obviously, it's a dope record, but I need to get everyone rocking.
Antidote could have worked in that range.
I had Antidote ready. I didn't have time to play it.
Yeah.
Antidote's the one. Don't you open up that window.
Yeah, that'll always still.
Yeah. And then I played like one white record. Then I went into one Spanish record. Then one Caribbean record. Then back to the, you know what I mean?
Quick.
Yeah.
So what else is happening this week, Saif? What, you're working on TV shows. What were you doing today dressed up as Ken Bone?
Oh, Ken Bone. Did you watch my, look at my Instagram, at Cypher Sounds. I'm doing the Ken Bone boogie.
All I did was post a picture of you as Ken Bone.
Ken Bone boogie.
You didn't see that post?
No, I didn't see
it. You don't follow me. You don't know what I do. I posted you on my Instagram.
You didn't put me dancing?
No, it's just a picture of you, and I said, so this is why you can't do Juan Epstein this morning. There you go.
That was for a Wyclef video.
It's just this.
Yeah. Ken Bone, baby.
Wyclef did a video. You got a gig in Wyclef's video.
Wyclef, I produced the video, actually.
What do you mean you produced the video?
He wanted it to be funny, so I got a couple of my improv guys, and we produced the video for him.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, fucking dope. I love Wyclef. And today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Clef.
Yo, happy birthday, Clef.
Happy birthday, Eminem.
And Eminem.
All right, fuck all this. Listen.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't, honestly, do we really want to hear it?
Dave Chappelle is the greatest human being on the planet.
Great. Why? What that we can't appreciate? What can you tell us about the fact that I won't be there and the audience won't be there?
The Dave Chappelle juke joint. You could
have
went.
I didn't know. You have to tell me or I can't go. If you just said, Rosenberg, let's go, I'll literally just bring a microphone with me. And if at 3 a.m. he's sitting like, I'm smoking cigarettes and hanging out, I'll be like, can we just do a podcast right now? That's it.
You're right. You're right.
You didn't tell me.
When you're right, you're right.
I looked. I was like, oh, my God. Sice with fucking everybody. Who? You saw John Legend because he was there.
John Legend was there. He's from there. He's from around that area. Yo, this guy, Chappelle, he sets the tone. He's the greatest human being on earth. He wants to basically do game night mixed with karaoke.
That sounds fun.
But it's with Stevie Wonder's and Prince's band. Like, members from Stevie Wonder's band and Prince's band. And, like, I think one of the guys was from Parliament Funkadelic. I'm pretty sure. And Robert Glasper comes in and plays a solo jazz session.
Robert Glasper, Juan Epp alum.
Juan Epp alum, that's how I knew.
Was he ill?
Ill.
Right.
Talib Kweli, Cardinal, Q-Tip and Jarobi. The next night, John Legend. A couple other people, like... Kweli had High Tech with him, and you know how
Ohio.
Remember the Mood group that basically broke High Tech, and so they, one of those guys performed.
Well, one of the guys from Mood.
Yeah, he has like a new group that he's friends with. High Tech. High Tech did the beats.
I can't even believe you're saying that someone from Mood on Blunt Records performed.
He was there, man. I don't know which one he was, but he was there.
Did he do his single Karma?
No, they did some new shit. They got. Not Mood, like one of the guys from Mood was in another group.
Okay, I know, but still, it's bizarre.
It's bizarre. Yo,
but it was Ohio. It does make sense.
So, the guy Fred, I forget his last name.
Fred. I'm a big Fred guy.
You know Fred? No. You know Fred. He's a harmonica player. He plays harmonica with Stevie.
Okay.
Chappelle's like, yo, this guy's so dope. He's a harmonica player. I'm like, okay, Dave.
We love
how good is a harmonica? How good can a harmonica player be? I apologized to Fred's face a couple of times. Because he fucking murdered it with a harmonica, yo. He's the leader of the band with a harmonica. Why is that a thing? Why is Dave Chappelle's son also playing harmonica and killed it?
Hold on, but by the way, I do know why he was Stevie's band, right?
Yeah.
Because Stevie has mad harmonicas.
No, I get it. I understand, but
it's insane.
But Stevie Wonder, I'm not excited about the harmonica parts. I'm excited about the songs, you know what I'm saying? And then occasionally Stevie busts out a harmonica in the song.
Right.
Not the leader of the band where, like, he's doing Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, but instead of singing, he's playing harmonica up to the melody of the words, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's...
So, yo, Chappelle comes out. So it's D-Nice. D-Nice is the DJ. First of all, sorry. I'm all over the place. I apologize. It's a barn in the middle of Ohio.
And how do people know about this?
I don't know. There was people from Brooklyn there. Like, they bought tickets. Their vacation was the weekend in Ohio to go to this. And it's not like jam-packed where you can't move. It's just really dope. Like, maybe 300 people, like 400 maybe.
In a barn.
In a barn. Top of a barn.
Is there, like, security?
There's security.
And there's a bar. And there's a bar.
The bars, you got to go outside. There's food trucks outside. There's a bar, porta potties, whatever, outside. Not in the barn. The barn is literally just one side of the barn, one end.
Did you even know what you were getting into when you went?
No, not exactly. I've heard about it, but I didn't know.
Okay.
One end of the barn is a stage.
Okay.
With the band. The other end is D-Nice and DJ Trauma.
Okay.
So they set off the night, playing some joints, people dancing.
Who is Trauma?
He's a New York guy, but he moved to Atlanta. He was on the radio in Atlanta.
Okay.
But he's like a New Yorker, and he's Dave's DJ. He goes on the road with Dave Chappelle.
Got it.
Like, the reason I went to London is because Trauma was busy.
Got it.
So that's how I got that gig. So they play, boom, then Chappelle starts. It's like maybe like 9 o'clock. It's still kind of early. Chappelle comes on stage and is like, we about to do this, we about to do that. Yo, give me some, let's hit him with the blues. And they just start playing some blues shit. Fucking doing blues. I don't even like blues. Now I do.
Now you're into this.
Now I do. So Dave's singing songs. Then people start coming up on stage. Cardi. And then like some other like famous drummer, Prince's drummer comes up. He does a set.
Now I have a question.
It's all just music. Like,
what are you doing?
You can't have your phones. Well, we had our phones, but people can't have their phones. They have to check them in. So you're just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying it. First night, just enjoying it.
Okay.
We had landed, went straight to Dave's house. Donnell Rawlings, Ashy Larry is cooking. Fucking amazing cook.
He's really an amazing cook.
They got a smoker outside, a smoking turkey.
Okay.
Crazy barbecue.
The way, what night did you get there?
Saturday.
And you stayed until?
I left Monday morning.
Okay.
So he's cooking up. Food is delicious. But we go to the venue like 8 o'clock. Stay there till like 2 in the morning. I didn't go to my hotel until after. But whatever. So we rock it. So then in the middle, it goes back to D-Nice. So he starts DJing for like an hour.
And what does he do?
Killing it. James Brown. Some classics, some 90s, Wu, Tribe, some fucking, to be real, boom, 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 like classics, like fun records.
And are people dancing? People start dancing.
Dancing the whole night. Well, when the band is on, they're more like rocking to the band. When the DJ's on, they walk to the other side of the barn and they're dancing, just having fun. The first night, there was like a little VIP section for like all Dave's friends.
Yeah.
Second night, he was like, nah, I don't want that. No VIP. Everybody's everybody. Everybody's just chilling.
So Dave, too?
Yeah, Dave's just walking around.
Taking pictures of people?
A little bit, but more like he's always like in a rush to get to the stage.
Right.
But yeah, taking pictures. So, mind you.
I am.
I'm asking Dave for information so I could book my ticket and go out there. He was here for the Roots picnic the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dave, do me a favor. Just tell me what airport and, like, where am I going? To your house? To a hotel? Just give me some info. Who do I talk to get the info? Oh, don't worry. I got you. Call him the next day. Oh, I'm working on it. Call him the next day. I'm working on it. I'm like, Dave, do you not want me to come? Like, I just need to know where to fly. I'll buy the ticket. I don't care. I know it's day before. I'll spend $1,000 for the ticket. I just want to go. It sounds fun. Yo, just here, go to the, take the jet, the private jet. I'm like, what? He's like, yo, there's some people, there's a jet. Just go to that, go to the airport Saturday morning. I'm like, all right, cool. Get to the airport. One of his friends that he hangs out with every time he's in New York, went to high school with Marcus, cool dude. He owns Rockers NYC clothing brand. Real cool dude, Jamaican guy. Then Bradley Cooper walks into the airport. So he's like, hey, Bradley, what's up? So I'm like, hey, what's up? Q-Tip and Jarobi walk in. David Blaine walks in.
Now I don't even understand. Now it just got went to the point of weird. I don't even understand.
David Blaine. Then, who? David Blaine, Bradley. Gail King. Gail King walks in. Then Naomi Campbell walks in. Son, it's the craziest shit I've ever been involved with.
And who did you talk to on this flight?
Everybody. Here's the thing. What I'm noticing now, this is the upper echelon. I feel like I snuck in by accident, right? And then there was another woman, Beth Ann Hardison. She's like, I think she's, from what I heard, she's like a famous model. And then she's also a huge model manager. She did all of Naomi Campbell, all them type of models. And she's Kadeem Hardison's mom.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade's mom. Because I could tell she was an
Not
OG.
Dwayne Wayne.
Got sorry. It. Not okay. Dwayne Wade.
Nope. Unrelated.
I could tell she was an OG because, like, Q-Tip, like, gave her the biggest hug in the world and was, like, showing her mad love. She was, like, an OG status. So get on the plane. And, like, what I'm realizing is that Dave creates this cool vibe, right? So if Dave thinks it's okay for you to be on that plane, you're automatically cool. So no one's got their guard up. Everyone's chill. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Tip and Jarobi are the only ones that really knew me at first. So David Blaine knew who I was, but I never met him. But if you're there, you're cool with Dave, so you're cool. So everybody's just open. You know what I'm saying? Like, just chilling.
Did anyone smoke on the plane?
No.
No sort of drugs happened on the plane?
No.
Drinking?
It was early, so it was like 10 a.m.
So there were no raging alcoholics on the plane is what you're saying?
Oh, no. It was like 11. No.
Okay, so son, when do you think I'll be invited to something related to Chappelle? Like
all
something.
Right. So I'm telling you all the good parts. You want the bad part?
Yeah, sure.
The bad parts is I never get invited to this. My trick lately is to just hit Dave randomly and ask him a question and then say, hey, what's going on? And then he'll be like, oh, I'm doing my juke joint. Oh, can I come? Oh, you want to come? You see what I'm saying? Like, he's not calling me. I'm not there yet.
But you get the invite to everything once you express interest.
Yeah, but is that an invite? Because I was talking to people about this. Is that an invite?
No. No, it's not.
It's not, right? I'm not on the list. I'm on the... Oh, of course. Yeah, come.
Come, sure. Of course. Sure, of course you
oh,
come.
Yeah, duh. But I'm not on the side. You got to come
yo,
to this.
I need you here.
Yeah. Because one week I called him, and he was at the opening of the African American Museum in D.C. And I'm like, I would have loved to have gone to that.
Who did he say? Do you know who he brought, though?
No.
It might have been no. It might have been like one person.
Yeah, no one. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not on the list.
On the list yet.
Yeah.
You don't have a permanent pass. You get written down every time.
Yeah.
Your name gets added to the list every time.
I'm trying to get on that permanent thing.
Right, where it's like, no, Sife might just show up.
But here's the thing, though. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But with Dave, I'm realizing his life is the life I want. It's the life I want,
well,
man.
I was about to ask you. Oh, hold on. I'm scared again. Scared it stopped again. Oh, there it goes. It moved. Zyph, you know what I mean about the moving, right?
Yeah, the recording. We see the screen.
Just a tiny bit, the screen moves, and you know it's good. It just moved. Here's the thing. What is his life?
His life is...
What is this?
He's the absolute best at one thing, which is comedy.
Right.
He's the best.
Right. So as a result.
He's special.
Yes.
All he wants to do is that.
Right.
So at any moment, he calls it heating up the plate. At any moment, he could heat up that plate, go do them shows, get that money. I don't even think he cares about the money. I mean, he cares about money to live, but he's not doing it for the money, right? At any moment, he could be like, I'm going to go do 6 shows in this town, and it sells out, right? Then when he's done, he goes back to his farm, his house. Beautiful.
Have you been to his house in Ohio?
Yeah, I went to the house.
How big a house is it?
Nice. Not a mansion.
Was his family there?
Yeah.
Okay.
His fam met his kids, wife. I mean, I know his wife, but just love, yo. And he's got money, and he does whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And when he's done, he goes home. That's the life I want, yo. It's like, I like being known, but I don't want to be famous. I like being known just so that
it allows you to do the things you want to do.
Exactly. And when I want to go do the things I want to do, there's some people there to enjoy it.
Right.
But it's not like superstar Kardashian paparazzi life. It's like, oh, shit, Dave Chappelle. Can I get a picture? Like, walk through the mall, walk through the streets.
But when he willed that. I mean, he could have been paparazzi everywhere, but he took so much time off. He literally like broke it down.
He walked away from the big payday. So it was like I was talking to him one day and he was like, yeah, I did movies. I just did it for money because I had a kid. Like he didn't want to be a movie star. It's just to make money and to be more popular at stand-up.
I mean, you realize he could at any point right now do a comedy movie, a stand-up movie, buddy cop movie. He could do anything.
Anything. And he just does what he wants, man. And it's like, that's the life.
By the way, it's an amazing story when you think about it because I think of everything now being a 30 for 30. Have you ever seen a 30 for 30, the ESPN movies? Mm-hmm. If Dave Chappelle was in sports, he'd be an amazing 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Right? Because what happened?
Yeah.
He does this one special, the one special from DC. It's really Killing Me Softly. It's two big specials. It's the specials. And it's 2 seasons of the show, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? 2 seasons?
2 seasons.
And that's it.
The third one was not real.
Right, and then you throw in Half-Baked. That, like, added to the culty factor.
And a couple other movies, but yeah.
Little spots, though.
Yeah.
I mean, You've Got Mail. Like, nothing crazy.
Yeah, fucking Blue Diamond. What's it? The Martin Lawrence movie.
Oh, Blue Streak.
Blue Streak, yeah.
Little stuff. Nutty Professor for a second. Like,
yeah.
But really, it's the special.
Everyone knows it from Chappelle's Show.
And the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
And that was
Weed Heads are Half-Baked.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
And here we are. And now he gets to do whatever he wants in life.
Whenever he wants. With the coolest people. Everyone loves Chappelle. Everyone. He comes around, the room lights up every time. Every time, man.
Is he awesomely likable to hang out with?
Amazing. Amazing.
Can I just start by meeting? Can I just come? Well, one night when he's here just doing comedy and you're like opening or something, can I just come?
I don't know when it is.
Fine, but on the night of, yo, I'm going to the Cellar at midnight. Listen, if it's a Wednesday, I might not come. But if it's a Friday.
I'm already at the Cellar.
So that's fine. Text me and say, yo, I'm hanging with Chappelle all night right now. You might want to come down.
All right. No problem.
It's an easy intro. Yo, this is the guy I do the podcast with. And by the way, you feel bad pressing him. If I become just even cool with him at all, you know, after 5 minutes, I'm like, Dave, listen. We need this. This is history.
Yeah, we do. He said yes.
But a John Legend agreed. The way to do it is just go to him.
Yeah.
Like we hit him with one weekend if he's home. Yo, we'll buy the ticket the night before. Be like, yo, you home this weekend? Yo, me and my partner come out there Saturday night. Let's
That'd
just
be great.
Have drinks and record.
Yeah.
We'll go to Ohio. We'll meet up with him. We'll
probably like
bullshit with us all night. And then at some point, like, yo, can we hit record? We hit record. He sits there, ha, 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 starts smoking and drinking, and we just sit there and talk, and then we leave. I'm fine with it.
That sounds great. I'm telling you now, universe, Jesus, Allah, well, your God, whoever, that's the life I want. Thank you.
The Chappelle life. I got to tell you, it sounds fantastic.
Chappelle life.
To get the love and adoration when he feels like it, which for him I'm sure is a little piece.
Any concert, any show, any restaurant. But no stress, any event, but cool though.
Who is his real manager? Is it Corey?
I don't know.
Because someone has to, like, call to get him into some stuff and, like, handle things for him, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
How is Bradley Cooper?
The nicest man in the world, yo. The nicest.
How's Gail King?
Amazing. Gail King walks in.
I wouldn't recognize Gail King.
Gail King walks into the dining room with Cardinal's baby. Like, it was.
Why was Cardinal's baby there?
His whole family was there.
He brought his whole family. Because they're all buddies with Chappelle.
Yeah. Cardi is.
Right. I mean, Cardi's. And he just brought.
But here's the thing. Cardi's on the fucking list.
Why aren't you?
Because Cardi did a juke joint with him when he did it for All Star in Toronto and murdered it. And Dave's such a music fan, he was already a fan of Cardi.
And then Cardi's then he saw
Cardi's on the list. I'm calling Cardi. Have you heard from Dave? He's like, yeah, we're good. We're leaving Friday. I'm like, he hasn't called me.
Okay, I got to go do the K show in a minute. Okay, real
do
quick.
Show. Do you?
Have you heard from, did you ever hear from Mr. Morgan after our Cardinal won it?
A little, but not nothing. No, not really. Why?
I was just curious.
You heard?
I sent him a message saying, yo, you should check out the...
I sent him the same thing.
Yeah, and he hit me back with something sort of snarky related to my issues with Drake.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's too bad. I thought you'd be more excited that we had a podcast that was sort of dedicated to you.
Nah, he don't care.
Nope, he did not.
He don't give a fuck about the light, so...
The Cardinal episode was fantastic.
Yo, we got mad love on that. A lot of love.
I don't know how it took that long.
And... He said he's getting love every day. People like, I didn't know all that. Finally.
Good for him. Hey, more stories soon. We got other crap to talk about. But anyways, we'll have some good stuff next week. Some specials to come from this concert this weekend. So,
Yo, the 1UP fans that were at the juke joint, I mean, no disrespect, guys. I mean, I'm talking some hillbilly looking motherfuckers, yo.
How many do we have? Like his little pocket?
A couple of them came up to me. I mean, they were like, they were quoting episodes and saying what they like and showing mad love, man.
All right, man, I got to go.
No offense, hillbillies. Or plain billies. They're on the plains,
I guess. Yeah, it's on a hill. It's a plane.
Yeah.